Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the jungles of Peru, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher and is ministering in Puerto Maldonado. The title of his preaching is Paul VI, Oscar Romero, Saints of the Second Vatican Council.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. As Jesus set off, a certain man ran up and knelt before him, asking him, "Good Master, what shall I do that I may receive life everlasting?" Jesus answered, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not fraud, honor your father and mother." Answering, he said to him, "Master, all these things I have observed from my youth." Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said, "Only one thing is lacking. Go, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." He went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Jesus, looking around, said to his disciples, "How difficult it is to have riches and enter into the kingdom of God." The disciples were astonished at his words. Jesus said to them, "How difficult it is for those who have riches. It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." They said among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus, looking at them, said, "For humans it's impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God." Peter began to say, "We've left all things and have followed you." Jesus answered, saying, "Amen, I say to you, there's no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times as much now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, life everlasting." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus was perfectly comfortable engaging with the young man who ran up to him and asked, "Good Master, what shall I do that I may receive life everlasting?" One thing, though, is to ask a question. The more important part of the exchange is to act upon the wisdom that one receives in the dialogue. Today, October 14th in Rome, Pope Francis will canonize 6 new saints, among whom are Pope Paul VI, and Archbishop Oscar Romero. Though it was John XXIII, the beloved Pope who convoked the Second Vatican Council, Paul VI was in many ways the one who followed up and enfleshed the Council's insights, ushering the Church into a new age of dialogue. In his encyclical Ecclesiam Suum, Pope Paul VI wrote that he felt he had been given the vocation to open up a dialogue between the Church and the world. For too long, there had been a kind of subtle distrust between the Church and the daily life of those who live in the world. It was John XXIII, however, who embraced the task of bridging the abyss, opening up a new chapter of dialogue between the Church and society. Archbishop Oscar Romero, who will also be canonized with Pope Paul VI on the 14th, along with 4 other new saints, also believed in dialogue as one of the ways to build bridges of mutual understanding and peace in our fragmented world today. Today's gospel enfleshes beautifully this dialogue, recognizing that it's at the heart of the Church's very mission, Jesus enters into a respectful dialogue with a young man who runs up to ask him many questions. Good master, what shall I do that I may receive everlasting life? Oscar Romero, who will be canonized on this day, was a man with a heart for dialogue. People who knew him say that he was rather shy and a kind of bookwormish man when he was named the Archbishop of San Salvador. But that didn't last long at all. He was soon asked to enter into a very difficult period of his country, a time of great turmoil and violence. The quiet, bookwormish Romero had no choice but to accept his call to enter into a national dialogue to foster peace and justice for his beloved homeland. We can almost hear Archbishop Romero begging for God to point out the way, to show his beloved people a path to peace. As our reading from the Book of Wisdom says so powerfully, I called upon God and the spirit of wisdom came upon me. The path of dialogue was difficult for both Pope Paul VI and Archbishop Romero, but they both embraced the challenge of dialogue wholeheartedly. For Romero, that path eventually led to the cross. In the end, some 75,000 Salvadorans died in the long and brutal civil war that ended with the signing of peace accords in 1992. But today, thanks to the Second Vatican Council and the place that dialogue has today in our church, we can walk together as the people of God, accompanied by Pope Francis and women and men who believe strongly in dialogue within the church. May that dialogue lead us to the gift of true and everlasting communion.